Let me sit there. Psalm 1, verse 1 to 6. Our topic is the blessed life. Psalm 1, verse 1 to 6. Blessed is the man who walk not in the counsels of the ungodly, nor stand in the path of sinner, nor sit in the seat of the scoffer, but delight in the law of the Lord, and his law he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth his fruit in season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the shaft which wind driving away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, no sinner in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Quickly, what does it mean to live a blessed life? What does it mean to live a blessed life? It's about wealth, success, and happiness. Is it all about that? Living a blessed life is all about success. It's all about wealth or happiness. But one must know one of the reasons why we must live a blessed life. Because it said in Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 3, I will bless you and you will be a blessing. Now, so what do we mean when we say a blessed life? I will quickly look at what we share in the morning for the benefit of those who are not around. A blessed life is, number one, a life rooted in God's word. A blessed life is a life rooted in God's word. In the scripture we read in Psalm 1, it said, blessed is the man who walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the path of sinner, nor sit in the seat of the scoffer, but delight in the law. That means he meditate in the word of God. Blessed is the man. One of the things you must understand, what we say a blessed life is a life rooted in the word of God. A blessed life is a life patterned according to the scripture. A blessed life is a life that lives above course. And I prophesy to any one of you here with any form of any curse, that curse shall be broken in the name of Jesus. Number two, a blessed life is a life that marked by spiritual fruitfulness. A blessed life is a life that enjoys fruitfulness, not barrenness. The barrenness we are talking about, we are not talking about those who marry the woman that trusts God for the fruit of the womb. You can be barren mentally, you can be barren financially, you can be barren spiritually. Because the Bible says in the book of Psalm 1, verse 3, it says, it shall be like a tree planted by the river, so forth, and that bring forth fruit in his season. Whatever he shall do shall not wither. Whatever he does shall prosper. That means in any time you want to produce, you produce. All the school fees of your children, you don't struggle for it. You are fruitful. If everything you are to struggle before you get it, that means something is lack. Today, every form of barrenness in your life, in your body, shall be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Number three, a blessed life is a life characterized by God's guidance and protection. God's guidance and protection. One of the things you must know, when you live a blessed life, you sold out, you let God take over your life. Like the choir sang, for your glory, I will do anything. Why? I've sold out. There are things, there are places we cannot go to. We cannot, not that sometimes it's a sin, but because of who we are. Because the Holy Spirit will not allow. In Psalm 1, verse 6 said, "For the Lord know the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish." Number four, a life that is righteous and moral. A blessed life is a life that is righteous and moral. A blessed life is a life that when they see you, they say, "This is a Christian." Remember the disciple? Remember, they never introduced themselves to anybody. They never say, "I'm a Christian." Their life make them to say, "Oh, this one has been with Christ for a while." A blessed life is a righteous life, a moral life, in dressing, in speech, in association. How do you dress? How do you talk? Where do you go? Can we trace Christ to your life? Number five, a blessed life is a life that blessed by God Himself. And the one God bless Himself, no man can curse it, no matter the curse, no matter the affliction. Because the scripture says, Psalm 1 verse 1, "Blessed is the man who walk not in the counsel of a godly, nor stand in the path of sinner, nor sit in the seat of scornful, nor discuss gossiping, make jest of people, destroy people by their mouth." That is a blessed life. A blessed life, what comes forth from his mouth is blessing. When a blessed man enters a place, the people receive blessing. When he speaks, the people receive transformation. Now, quickly, a blessed life is not about, number one, material possession or wealth. Somebody can be so wealthy and live a cursed life. A blessed life, it's not all about material possession. It's not about how much you have in your account. If nobody is blessed through you, say, "I will bless you and you will be a blessing." If nobody can say, "You made me, you are the one of the person that made me to be where I am," you are not blessed. Number two, a blessed life is not about temporal success or fame. It's not about that. A blessed life about you making impact. A blessed life is not about selfish ambition or pride. Now, but about a blessed life is about living a life that honors God. A life that brings glory to God. A life that provokes men to love God. That when men see you, they see Christ in you. When they see you, they don't need God anymore. You know that people don't read Bible, they read you. Amen. Number two is trusting God in His sovereignty. That is a blessed life. He trusts God with all His mightiness. A blessed man never comes to a stage and says, "Do God exist at all?" A blessed life following God's guardians. So you have to take it for, like I told you, I've shared in the morning before, living a life of integrity and moral excellence. That is a blessed life. May we seek the living life that is truly blessed in Jesus' name. A life that honors God and reflects the character of God. May we live life, because a blessed life, your life reflects the character of God. No man have seen God, and no man have seen devil. By human, we can see the character of God and satanic character. Quickly, the power to unlock the key to the blessed life. How do I unlock this blessed life? The Bible says in the book of 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3 and 4. "All as His divine power has given to us all things that pertain to what? To life and what? Godliness." You are not following, you are not writing, you are looking at me. "Through the knowledge of Him who called us by His glory and virtues, but which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through this you may be partaker of divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in this world through lust. Be partaker of divine nature of God. Be partaker of what make God, God. So when you look at it, he said, as divine power has given us, that verse 3 again, as his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life, including the blessing, including sound health, including long life, including favor. Everything that you need to enjoy life here in this earth. Everything in him, he has been given to us. So the power to unlock the key to the blessed life comes from, number one, God's divine nature. That is Zoe kind of life, the supernatural life of God. God's divine nature. Because we look at the scripture, he said, as divine power, he has given to us things that pertain to life, godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by the glory and virtues. That means the calling upon our lives is a holy calling. It's not a corrupt calling. He said, by which you have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promise, that through this you might be partaker of divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through the laws. I mean, if you don't escape the corruption of the world, it will be difficult to live the life. Number two, amen. The power to unlock the key to a blessed life comes from the Holy Spirit guidance. The Holy Spirit. When we allow the Holy Spirit to guide us, we will fulfill life. We will be blessed. Because the scripture said in the book of John, chapter 16, verse 13, however, when the Spirit of truth has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak of his own authority. But whatever he hears, he will speak. He will tell you the things to come. What that means to that is a lying spirit. Is we have a true spirit, we have a lying spirit. That's the reason I have a problem with so many pastors who say they are conducting deliverance. The demon they are dealing with is lying. Say, you demon, where you come from? I'm from Amupe. Meanwhile, you come from Lokoja. Because the Bible says he's a liar from the beginning. We don't have anything to negotiate with the devil. What we have to do is to command him to go. Where are you from? Where are you this? It's not necessary. For example, you are your son of 2 years or 3 years. You want to negotiate. Why do you play? Why must you play? You rebuke. You correct. You command as a parent. Number three, faith in God's word. What I mean, the word of God says you are blessed. It says you are above only. You have faith in the word. According to Deuteronomy chapter 28, from verse 1 to verse 14. He said to us all manners of blessing. Blessed in your going out, blessing your coming, blessing your feet, the blessing the work of your head. All manners of blessing were pronounced over our life. So you need to have faith in the word of God. The Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 10 verse 17, so then faith come by hearing, and hearing the word of God. So your faith cannot grow until you continue to hear the word of God. Faith comes by hearing. You become whatever you want to become like by hearing. How many of you have seen a medical doctor, a deaf be a medical doctor? How many of you have seen a blind man and a woman as a doctor? How many of you have seen a pilot? Deaf and dumb is a pilot. Or a blind man. Why? They can hear. What make you a pilot? You sit in the lecture room. You hear when your lecturer pass the message. So faith come by hearing. If you don't hear, the Bible says in the book of Acts, it says, how can they speak? No, how can they hear when there's no man to speak? So what make you blessed is the word you hear, the abundance of the word of God inside of you. Number four, prayer and fellowship with God. In Luke chapter 11, verse 13, if you then, being evil, know not to give good gift to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask of him? You are to ask for blessings. Remember, Esau asked for the blessing. Jacob asked for the blessing. You are to ask in the place of prayer. I can't continue my life like this. This affliction, the challenges I'm going through is too much for me. I can't continue life like this. Now, what Jesus says there, if your son asks you for bread, will you give him stone? And look what he said. He said, if you then be evil, know how to give good gift to your children, you're the mortal man. Some of us are here. If God bless us, not to school your children is good that we go. You know where they're supposed to go. I know some of you here, your plan, oh, since I can't go abroad, let my children go to school. Let them go to international school. That's you as a mortal man. He said, I don't know. He said, how to give good gift to your children? How much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Who asks for the blessing? Who asks for deliverance? Who asks for fulfillment of prophecy? Finally, the power of obedience. Obedient to God's command. Obedient to God's instruction. Obedient to your parents. Obedient to your tithing, giving to the poor. John chapter 14, verse 21. John chapter 14, verse 21. He that has my commandment and keep them is he that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him and I will manifest myself to him. In other words, in your situation, I will show up. If you love me, in that challenge is going, I will show up. I will manifest my mightiness. I will bring all my power. Remember when they arrested Jesus? Jesus said, Peter, forget about that. If I want to fight them, I will order for legions of angels. Legions. Now he's saying, now I will manifest everything that make me God in your life if you obey me. And let me tell you, you know, tithe is the art of love for God. There's a song they used to sing today. Now wait till you give me papa, now you will come the. How many of you know that? Now wait till you give me papa. Hey, papa, hey. So the thing you give me, that's why you see, sometimes I tell you, I love this old song because most of them make sense. Not most of them, all of them make sense. So, papa, now what see you give me, now come back. Come give you. Please, papa, take him. So tithe is out of love. He said in scripture, if you love me, if you obey me, and you keep my commandment. I remember tithe is commandment. tithe. There are two major when God commanded man, pay your tithe and go out for evangelism. He said, go and make disciples. Obedience to God's word. I conclude with this application. Everything I said, the application, seek deeper relationship with God. And one of the ways to seek deeper relationship with God is in the place of fasting. Remember, this program is go along with fasting. Because this Bible says this thing cannot happen except by fasting and prayer. Ask for the Holy Spirit to guide you. Meditate on God's word. Pray and fellowship with God regularly, not irregularly. Obey God's commandment as it's read. Obey God's commandment. Let's rise in our feet. One of the things I will be doing this week is I'm going to be releasing blessing upon us. Can you lift up your hands? I appreciate God. Say, Lord, thank you for your word.